Our Palm Systems team has just delivered the Palm Centro, the highest quality Palm smartphone solution we have ever produced. This team is now totally focused on delivering our next generation platform, which we expect to be available by the end of the next calendar year. Part of that focus is making sure we do not lose the incredible ease of use and developer support we have had for more than a decade with the Palm OS. Our customers are our most important asset, and we want to be sure their transition to our next generation system, which will extend Palm's rich heritage of innovation, is seamless.
Your next question comes from the line of James Fawcett, representing Pacific Crest. Please proceed.
Thanks. I just had a couple of questions. Firstly, in terms of developing the new Linux-based OS, can you just give an update on how that's proceeding versus your targets and expectations? Is that basically, are you hitting your milestones on time, or is the development proving to be a little bigger and more ambitious than maybe you thought originally, firstly? And secondly, on OpEx, I know you talked about operating expenses outlook for the November quarter, but how should we think about those developing through the rest of the fiscal year? Thank you very much.
I would say that the operating system, the platform development effort has gone as well as could possibly be expected, and we're excited about how that's been coming along and feel like it is on schedule. Everyone always would like to do things faster, of course, like to have it yesterday. But it's certainly within our expectations of what we expected, and part of the reason why we've even focused more energy on it is because we are more excited about it than ever before. So, and that's when you start really seeing it working and in devices and so forth. So, it's coming along. I'd say we're pleased with that development, and I think that time frame is a reasonable one to put out there to say that we'll have products in the market by then. Well, I think the big thing that was related, the biggest issue around Folio was in combination with our excitement around the next generation platform. And as we were going down the process of releasing that product, we recognized that the right thing to do going forward is have one Palm user experience. The Folio development had been underway for some period of time, and it just was at a point where we were going to have to continue to invest more in it and continue to update and so forth with any new products. And we just decided, you know what, the right thing to do here is to have one platform, one Palm user experience. And that platform was starting to really come to fruition. So, you could see that, in the mirror there. So, we said that's what we're going to do. And so we took all the resources or a lot of the resources that had been working on Folio, some of them, Linux experts and other application development experts that we really felt like, boy, if we could take these and deploy them on our core, future system, we could have a higher probability of hitting those dates and assuring that delivery, and we can deliver any products in the future, a whole range of form factors on top of that platform, including something that looks a lot like Folio. So it was obviously a heart-wrenching decision because I love the product, actually, and I miss using it. In fact, I still use it all the time when I travel because it is one of those really great small form factor, instant-on, instant-access devices that you just, you fall in love with. But it just wasn't totally right, and we're going to make it right going forward. But the first thing we're going to do is make sure we nail the platform.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.